No Child Left Behind, President Bush's landmark education bill. It's been changing the way elementary and middle schools operate for nearly 3 years now. It mandates yearly testing in reading and math. It requires annual gains in performance of all students, and it applies sanctions to schools that fail to meet the goals. Now the president wants to expand No Child Left Behind to high school, and that is drawing mixed reaction from members of Congress. We'll hear two views now. Joining us from the Capitol is Congressman Mike Castle, a Republican from Delaware, chair of the House Education and Workforce Subcommittee on Education Reform, and is stepping out of a meeting from that committee to talk with us. So we thank you very much, Congressman.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
Now, a number of members of your own party have expressed some concern about expanding this into high school. What are their concerns?
Well, the very conservative part of the Republican Party believes that, sort of in retrospect, because they voted for it by and large, but believes that No Child Left Behind may be too much of an imposition by the federal government into what is the realm of states and local government, and that is education. And so they have already indicated a great deal of reluctance to extend that into high schools. That is complicated by the fact that the president's budget basically takes the funding from vocational education to fund the high school extension of No Child Left Behind, and so as a result has developed other opposition. So it's gotten off to a foundering start at this point. Whether or not it can be resurrected, I don't know. I happen to be a believer in No Child Left Behind. I think handled correctly, it could be expanded to high schools, but the handled correctly is not there at this point.
Well, you say you're a believer in it. You think it's working now?
Well, I think it's working. I mean, you know, I just, as a matter of fact, I just did a seminar with Senator Kennedy and some others at the National Press Club, and generally, the statements there by everybody were, look, we think it's working. We think there are some issues and problems that have to be dealt with, and some of the local administrators need to deal with it perhaps better than is happening now. Perhaps we have to have more flexibility at the federal level. But the concept of having standards and assessments and making sure that our schools are doing as well as possible and a rising tide lifting every single student clearly makes a lot of sense. And even though there's some objection to it, my sense is that it's been very demanding, but a lot of adjustments are being made, and as a result, I think more kids are being educated better.
I'm curious about this objection about the possibility of, you know, federal encroachment into what has always been a local province. That was the case, certainly, you know, in the K through 8 or K through 9 situation. How is that different now if you move into high school?
Well, you know, I think for one reason, there's a fallacy to that argument, and that is simply that the states all submit plans to the federal government by which they do their standards and assessments. We're basically saying, hey, look, if you're going to receive Elementary and Secondary Education Act dollars, that you know, we expect to hold you to a certain standard, but you can set what that standard is going to be. And so each of the 50 states submitted a plan, which was ultimately adopted by the Secretary of Education. Most of the states amended that plan. The Secretary of Education's Secretary of Education before, Rod Paige, amended about 4 times on his own. And so as a result, there's been some flexibility there. And the states are different from one another. So I think it's a little bit unfair to say that the federal government is mandating too much. After all, the federal government is putting a great amount of money into this. And I think it's basically what we've done is for the good of all the children in the country. So I believe there's enough flexibility and enough state and local initiative in there to sort of counter the argument that the federal government is mandating or imposing too much back to the states and local school districts.
Well, the other side of that is that while there's money that's been authorized, it hasn't been spent. So there are a lot of complaints about the fact that there's just not enough money to do what the bill requires.
Well, the argument on the money is again, fallacious in my judgment. We have in the 4 years of No Child Left Behind increased that by 50%, even more than that in certain states, such as my state, has gotten more than that. We have increased education funding tremendously in this country in the last 10 years or so at levels they never had before. We're starting to really fund the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. It's gone from about 5% of all the funding to close to 20% on its way to 40%, which is where we should be. So a lot has happened. Now, it is true that the authorization levels have been higher than the funding levels. That's true of every education program that's ever existed in this country, as far as I can ascertain in the history that we've looked at. That's typically of what happens. We authorize in the so-called authorizing committees at a higher level, and then the appropriators come in at somewhat of a lower level, I don't think those percentages have changed much. My sense is that the dollars are just not a good, strong argument, quite frankly. And when they're looked at carefully, I think people will see it's not a correct argument.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congressman Mike Castle is chair of the House Education and Workforces Subcommittee on Education Reform. He spoke with us from Capitol Hill, talking today about education in America. We talked for a while about comparing the U.S. with students abroad and how they compared, at least on test scores. Now we're talking about No Child Left Behind. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Frank Stachow, sitting in for Neil Conan, and with us now, also from Capitol Hill, Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, top Democrat on the Senate Education Committee. Senator, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, good afternoon.
How do you feel about expanding No Child Left Behind into high schools?
Well, first of all, I think we have a good Secretary of Education, and I think our Secretary Spellings is demonstrating some reasonable kinds of accommodations to try to deal with the rough edges of No Child Left Behind. And the concept of accountability and investing in children all the way through high school still makes a great deal of sense. The administration's targeted program for the high schools are just testing, and they get their funding for the testing by cutting other educational programs. Testing in and of itself does not educate children. You need the range of different kind of support for children. You need good curriculum, smaller class sizes, well-trained teachers, supplementary services, and those have not been supported in the administration's program. We do not want to have the children that are in the lower grades suffer and divert important funds that ought to be targeted with them. To do something in the higher grades if we're going to do an inadequate job. But we have a new secretary. She understands these challenges. We're going to try and find some common ground.
All right. You worked closely with the president to pass No Child Left Behind 3 years ago. Do you think it's working so far?
Well, I think the concept behind, we just heard from the congressman, the concepts behind is let the states develop the curriculum, well-trained teachers, smaller class size. We use the test really to find out what the child does not know. The supplementary services then were to help the child to gain help and assistance in those areas, to involve the parents so that they have a good understanding about how their school is doing and a good information about whether they're getting the well-trained teachers or not, or whether they're falling further behind. All that makes sense. But very interestingly, in the No Child Left Behind, we said that we were going to insist that all children were going to be proficient. And today we're leaving out probably 3 million. You know, it's sort of like President Kennedy saying we're going to the moon and then leaving the astronauts on the moon.
Which 3 million are we leaving out?
We're leaving out the Title I children all over this country. I was out for 3 days ago.
Title I is?
The Title I program is focused on the disadvantaged children, the neediest children in the country. And I was just out 3 days ago in Los Angeles County, where they're going into schools 40, 50, 60% dropout rates. We had a dropout prevention program that's been eliminated by this administration. We have to understand that we need to invest in the children. The fact is, in 1957, when we were investing 5 cents out of every dollar the federal government was spending in education, now we're 2 cents and falling. You can't talk to, I listened to Congressman Castle talking about how the percentage of increase in funding. The fact is, if you called any superintendent in any school in the country and asked them whether they were getting the inclusion of the children that were eligible for Title I, they'd give you one resounding answer, and the answer is no. Look, my state of Massachusetts is number one in the country for fourth graders. We're number one in the country for eighth graders. The fact is, we started down this path. The state invested $22 billion before the No Child Left Behind Act came in. So we know how to educate children. We know what to do, but you can't do it with a 10-year budget.
How should the legislation be changed, then, to meet some of these needs?
In which legislation are you talking about now?
No Child Left Behind.
Talking about the high school. Now, if you're talking about the No Child Left Behind, there were a number of areas was primarily in the limited English speaking provisions, also in the areas with the disability areas. Those are two. We need more reliable tests, particularly for these special populations. We need to uphold our civil rights laws. We need to adopt protections against high dropout rates. And we need appropriate standards and access to supplementary services. And we need the appropriate implementation of the school choice. Those are some of the areas. But we will work with this secretary to try and make sure that they're achieved.
Senator Kennedy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Education Committee. He spoke with us from his office on Capitol Hill.